You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Welcome to another week of Tomorrow's World. A few weeks ago, National announced that they will be cutting the Department of Conservation's budget by 6.5%. Several conservation groups and organizations have come forward to express the dangers of a cut like this one and the harms it will have on both conservation and the economy. I spoke to the Chief Executive Officer of the World Wildlife Foundation New Zealand, Kayla Kingdom-Bibb, about what these cuts could mean for climate change, species extinction, and tourism. National is planning to cut the Department of Conservation budget by 6.5%. What types of projects will we not be seeing anymore as a result of this?
Well, ultimately, what gets cut is a decision for the department and the future minister. But I think it's safe to say that, you know, DOC has been chronically underfunded since its inception in 1987, and it has a huge job. The Department of Conservation manages a third of the country, all of our marine protected areas, and our native flora and fauna, and they do that for less than 1% of New Zealand's GDP annually.
One of the key concerns is DOC's pest control project and whether that will be cut or not. What types of problems are we looking at if this cut goes through in terms of both pest control and battling species extinction?
Well, the department is responsible both for protecting New Zealand's biodiversity, but they also have responsibility for a number of our visitor assets. So there's sort of these twin responsibilities, protecting nature and enabling New Zealanders and international tourists to enjoy our natural spaces. And as you know, I'm sure, 4,000 of New Zealand's native species are threatened with or at risk of extinction. So the management actions that DOC takes to ensure the survival of those species, like the takahe, the kakapo, you know, our endemic freshwater, our bats, all of those actions are really critical. And if they, you know, a cut means that they're not going to be able to do either the same protection they need to do for biodiversity, or it means shutting visitor assets.
And thinking of the bigger picture, what impact will this have on Aotearoa's fight against climate change sort of as a whole?
Well, we know that, you know, 63% of New Zealand's ecosystems are already threatened. 90% of our seabirds are threatened with extinction. 82% of the birds that live terrestrially on our shores, 94% of reptiles, 72% of native freshwater fish. I mean, the statistics in terms of how our species are doing already are really challenging. It's a really complex picture. And we know that climate change is going to be putting those already threatened species under more pressure. And it's not, with that in mind, it's not the time to be cutting the budget of the Department of Conservation, period.
When this policy was first announced, you came forward and pointed out that it is ironic for National to make these cuts while also highlighting the importance of tourism in places like Queenstown. How will these cuts affect tourism?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a ridiculous policy, to be honest. So international tourists are really interested in coming to New Zealand for our wild places, our endemic biodiversity, our outstanding landscapes. And conservation and nature-related tourism supports our regional economies, like to an immense degree. International tourists spent $1.9 billion in New Zealand in the year to March 2022. And full stop, our economy depends on nature, whether it's tourism or agriculture. And I do think it's quite interesting that National has pledged to create another Great Walk, which I should note the department doesn't make any money on. They're actually a lost driver, generally speaking. And at the same time, pledged to cut the department's budget by 6.5%. The long-term impact in terms of what the department is going to be able to do within that constrained envelope is really concerning. Just to paint you just a more specific picture, within 1% of GDP, which is about $500 million, the department manages 800 million hectares of land. So that's a third of New Zealand's landmass. 4.5 million hectares of water, including 52 marine reserves and sanctuaries. 220 large islands, hundreds of smaller islands and rock stacks, over 14,000 native species, and 21,000, almost 22,000 visitor assets like bridges and 15,000 kilometers of track, 950 huts, 300 campsites, and over 15,000 heritage sites. It is a huge, huge ask that the department's been tasked with. And cutting its budget is going to either undermine the amount of New Zealanders that can enjoy those assets and international visitors that can access our nature, or it's going to mean cuts to the way we protect our already threatened native species.
Now, looking beyond just Nationals' policy, what type of policies or actions would you like to see from any party that could help fight extinction and climate change without putting too much of a strain on a vulnerable economy?
We would argue that we have to take action on climate change and biodiversity loss. These issues are existential, right? So it is important, absolutely, to deal with the cost of living crisis. And it's also important, of course, to service, you know, the fundamental programs like health and education that New Zealanders rely upon. But the longer we kick the can down the road in meaningfully addressing climate change mitigation and adaptation, and also turning the tide on our declining biodiversity, we're actually going to be impoverishing future generations. Globally, we know that the cost of addressing climate change and nature loss is high. You know, it's in the trillions of dollars. But we also know that the longer we leave it, the more expensive it's going to be, whether that's the money that it takes to actually do the intervention, or the fact that if we lose ecosystem services, we're going to be having declining GDP in the years to come. So by kicking it down the road, we're actually putting the cost on the younger generations of people and those to follow them. And that's actually really problematic, and in my view, it's actually quite unethical. So there needs to be some considered thought about how we balance the short-term cost of living pressures with the long-term investment we need to meaningfully tackle these crises. And there's lots of options that we've put forward. So in particular, WWF is a great supporter of what we would describe as nature-based solutions. So these are investments that address climate change mitigation and adaptation needs, as well as are, you know, positive for biodiversity. And the example that I'll always use is restoring a coastal wetland. So New Zealand has lost something like 90% of its wetlands since colonization, and that's accelerated in the last decades. And coastal wetlands are incredibly important, not only as places for our endemic species to live in terms of habitat, but they also protect our communities from king tides, from storm surges, from climate-related weather events. And when our local authorities or central government are thinking about investments that they can make to shore up for climate adaptation and make our communities climate safe, oftentimes they'll default to thinking about creating a stop bank or a seawall. And those types of interventions are A, expensive, but B, they're not great for nature. And alternatives like restoring a coastal wetland or planting mangroves or restoring coastal dunes are over the long run much cheaper, and they're better for nature and for climate. You know, nature and conservation is actually critically important to New Zealand, although conservation as a portfolio doesn't often receive top political billing. It's incredibly important to our economy. It's incredibly important to New Zealanders' well-being, both economically in terms of our, you know, the access to nature more generally. And what people don't realize necessarily is that, you know, 80% of New Zealanders visit protected natural areas like our national parks, reserves, and beaches every year. And the department has been chronically underfunded. So our strong view is that it is not the time to be cutting these essential services.
That was CEO of World Wildlife Foundation, Kayla Kingdon-Bebb, talking about the ecological and economical harms of Nationals' plan to cut the Department of Conservation budget.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.